adieu to you, Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you, ladies of Spain. For the captain's commanded, we sail for the treasure. And I hope in a short time to see you again.
The Cardinal Stage Company's family holiday offering is a grippingly staged production of Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. In past years, they've offered A Year with Frog and Toad and Oliver. Suffice to say that Treasure Island more than lives up to the high marks that those productions set. Treasure Island is a tale of a mysterious map, of buried treasure, wicked pirates, and adventure, all seen through the eyes and memory of a young boy. On the stage at the Buskirk Cholmondeley Theater, it's full of drama with colorful characters, tense situations, and plenty of action. Director Randy White has assembled a very strong cast. Dylan Marks was very effective as the young hero Jim Hawkins. He begins as a kitchen boy but ends as the master of his own ship. Ken Farrell was a real roarer as the guiltily drunken pirate who's stolen the map, Billy Bones. Mike Price, totally robed in black and tapping his way, was eerily frightening as the avenging pirate Blind Pew. Price later appeared on the island in a delightfully balmy portrayal of the castaway Ben Gunn. Robert Hay Smith and Jack O'Hara were the redoubtable doctor and silly squire who lead the treasure voyage. Michael Carey, the doubting Captain Smollett of the ship. At the center of any production of Treasure Island is the wonderfully attractive, wicked, and curiously sympathetic Long John Silver. It's a role that many of the younger audience members may remember from the Muppet movie with Tim Curry. Those of us a bit older may still have vivid memories of Robert Newton. Singer, songwriter, and actor Tim Grimm was the Cardinal Stage Company's Long John Silver. He was by turns coldly menacing, warmly friendly, and always boldly mercurial. A fine performance and one to remember. Robert Ludwig's adaptation of the classic is faithful to the book, but ever conscious of the advantages of the theater. I thought it a neat beginning that in his version, the treasure map, with its value and the dangers that surround it, is right out on the stage in the first scene as the pirates literally kill for it. Throughout the Cardinal Stage Company production, there's always action. They've even brought in the Flying Haggertys, and some of the pirates literally flew onto the stage from theater balconies. Gordon Strain's design nicely worked as an intimate inn, the deck and poop of a ship at sea, and even a bit of sandy beach. Alexandra Morfitt's costumes were varied, interesting, and told stories all by themselves. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of Treasure Island has its final performances in the Buskirk Cholmondeley Theater Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at 7, with 2 o'clock matinees on Saturday and Sunday. You can find this review and an interview with actor Tim Grimm on our website at WFIU.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.
Farewell and adieu to you, Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you, ladies of Spain. For the captain's commanded, we sail for the treasure. And I hope in a short time to see you again.